The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR's All-Star Weekend from a Fan's View. There is nothing quite like the All-Star Race at Charlotte Motor Speedway. In fact, there is no other race like it in a NASCAR season, and that is just one of the things that makes it so unique and special. Although the format may change slightly from year to year, the excitement and the intensity of all or nothing for the drivers never gets old. It is a fun race, even with all of the intensity, and this year the winner takes home $1 million. And before that, there is the showdown, which gives two of the teams a chance at getting into the All-Star race and taking home even more money. It's called the showdown, and nothing could describe it better. It is a showdown, and only two of the participants will make the All-Star race that follows. The showdown could be just as exciting as the All-Star race, simply because of the ones involved in it. Just take a look at some of the names, especially those in the top 14. Just listen to some of these. David Ragan, A.J. Allmendinger, Paul Menard, Brad Keselowski, Jeff Burton, Marcus Ambrose, Joey Logano, Dale Jr., and Bobby Labonte. Just those names alone could mean a very competitive race, but there are others we won't mention here at the moment. David Ragan has been running strong lately, as well as A.J. Allmendinger. Add to the mix Jeff Burton, Marcus Ambrose, and Joey Logano, along with Dale Jr., and I think it sets up a very competitive showdown. The important thing to remember is that out of the 27 starters and two 20-lap segments, only two will move on to the big one along with one fan favorite. Unfortunately, no matter how well the top 13 run, only two of them will move into the All-Star race, as I mentioned earlier, and then there's the bonus of one more voted in by the fans. Now, I could be wrong, but I think Dale Jr. is probably the one that is assured to get in, no matter whether he finishes in the top two or from the fan vote. Of course, I could be wrong about that, but I'm already of the opinion Dale Jr. wants to race his way in. It is a matter of proving he is really ready to make a run for the chase, not only to himself, but to his fans and NASCAR Nation, too. I enjoy this racing weekend as much as any, and probably just a little bit more than most, depending on who may have a grudge against whom, and which driver is willing to take the chance that none of the others are, or by taking that chance, takes out his competition, and sometimes himself. From this fan's view, I think the format is what makes it so interesting. This year's format for the segments sounds like it will be very interesting, and although it is always similar, it is also slightly different. I like the fact that the way they will line up in the final segment will be determined by the way they exit the pits after the mandatory final four tire stop. That in itself ought to prove to be interesting. Tonight's race will be unique in itself, and yet it will be much like a Saturday night trophy dash for some really big bucks. Let's see, two races for some really big bucks, a little relaxing of the rules just to make the competition a little more interesting, and a mandate from NASCAR to have at it, boys, with the warning to not step over the line of common sense and safety. And we should have a night of racing filled with emotion, drama, and probably a little beating and banging just to make it real. Oh, and let's not forget, a track that says if there are any fines handed out by NASCAR tonight, the track will pay them in full. What better way can you think of to spend a Saturday night? Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for Just a Fan's View of NASCAR Racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi, everyone. My name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time. And I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.